Oh, that means a schedule update, and it means Limits gets his wings. What do you got?
Well, this site, Aussie NFL, has done a really good job of breaking a lot of these news on schedules. He has just put out in the last 10 minutes, well, I guess we're going to, I don't know who we're going to assume Aussie is, regardless. Steelers at Bengals, week 7.
Why is that significant, week
Thursday
7?
Thursday night football.
Oh, no.
Divisional Thursday night game.
Well, you knew there was going to be at least one Thursday night game, right?
Yeah, I thought it would be Cleveland again, considering the success that that game had last year in the snow on a Thursday night.
So Steelers at week 7.
Week
so you know
seven,
after
Steelers
week 4,
Bengals.
They'll have a bye week.
And we're saying that is from Aussie. You spoke of Aussie NFL like we should know that, and maybe I should. Who is Aussie NFL?
Last couple of days, Aussie NFL has been breaking a ton of schedule leaks.
Is this Aussie Newsome? Is he accurate?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's been accurate? Okay.
Yeah.
Aussie NFL, Steelers at Bengals, week 7, Thursday night football. We'll say that's a unconfirmed report. Is that a good way to phrase it, Bob?
Yeah, it's unofficial, but it's...
Unofficial, yeah. That's even better. Are you doing all the preseason games this year?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they will be. We'll find out tonight.
We don't even know who they're playing yet in the preseason?
No, that's changed over the years. It used to be the standard, you know, end with Carolina here or there. Now it's moving around. The fact that Seattle came here a couple of years ago was really surprising to me, given the fact that they don't want to travel cross-country for a preseason game, but they did. So anything's possible with that preseason schedule.
If you go to Buffalo, I'll go with you, Bob, and we can visit Bink and Evie's and then go to Duff's for chicken wings. Will you do that with me?
I'd love to do that with you, but I'll be working, calling sick.
Well, not the night of the game.
Yes,
do you go
will.
The day of the game the or day. The night before when
it's,
you go to
it's
preseason?
It's always the night before.
Yeah, we'll do it then.
Okay.
And then you and Charlie Batch will have a production meeting.
I don't know that
meeting.
They're going to, since they have the Bills on the schedule, I don't know that they might have them in preseason, but I don't know that they will.
All right. Well, we have special clips planned for people. Well, first of all, do you like that? Steelers at Bengals on a Thursday night? I'd rather play the Bengals earlier myself. I like getting them week 1 or 2 would be ideal for the Bengals, given the way they start every year. That's a tough one, man, to go in to face Joe Burrow on a short week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But their defense is not going to be very good, so you can also go in there thinking you're going to score a lot. They won't have any time to prepare for whatever they're trying to stop with the Steelers. So that could be a high-scoring game. I would take the over right now.
It's a good matchup for Thursday night football. Is that on Amazon again this year?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, they got a good one.
That's another topic. All these streaming services. Somebody did a study on how much it would take to follow your team. You'd have to spend like $1,500 on the year to pay for all these different.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. And it's
incorrigible.
No, it's not.
It also is potentially in violation of some of the antitrust protections that the NFL has gotten, I think. So who knows? You know,
I don't.
What will happen?
Yeah. I know I don't like paying for the games, but I think that one, when it's on Amazon on a Thursday night, it's on locally on KDK,
again,
right?
Again, yeah, by contract, they have to do that. So
yeah.
we'll either have there's a bidding that takes place. So we'll try to, we bid on the Christmas game last year, the Kansas City game, and you have to outbid everybody in town.
Are you the voice for the bidding?
Is it like an
auction?
No, it's just money talks. Whatever money, you get the most money.
Bob, play an auctioneer for a moment, if you would.
I can't do auctioneer fast.
I've heard you do auctioneer stuff.
You're right, by the way.
Pizza's here?
Yeah, but I don't talk that fast. You know, I don't do that stuff that you hear from professional auctioneers.
So you couldn't pretend right now you weren't trying to auction the Steelers-Bengals game for Amazon for KDKA? What would that sound like?
It would sound like we are the television home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We do preseason games, pre and post game. I don't know why you'd want to go anywhere else. We have the most loyal audience there is, and we will pay the most. So Amazon, you have a home at KDKA.
How about that, Limits, on the spur of the moment?
Very eloquent from Bob.
Very eloquent, Bob. It's a soundbite hour. We have Ben on all kinds of topics from his podcast, Footballin'. We have Dan Zangrilli's legendary rant from the other day. We have an interesting call from your show on Saturday, Bob. But you know what we're going to open with this hour as we just randomly go from clip to clip? Is a man named, is it Jason McIntyre?
Yeah, Jason McIntyre.
From the Colin Cowherd show, from The Herd.
Yeah, he's one of the main guys on that show. He does the Herdline News.
Yeah, so the headlines from around the country, and our station made it, Bob, and this is what it sounded like.
Steelers insiders Two gentlemen named Tom Filipponi and Chris Mueller, who cover the team deeply, are saying there is a big Steelers announcement coming today.
Tom Filipponi, Chris Mueller.
This is incredible, Bob. I haven't heard this since Joe Grzeszczyk led the show off all those years ago. Led the station off.
Before those two guys were household names.
Then it was Filipponi and Mueller. Ben himself has called Mueller Mueller. Can we hear Jason McIntyre again?
You missed one of the best parts. Listen closely.
Steelers insiders, two gentlemen named Tom Filipponi and Chris Mueller, who cover the team deeply, are saying there is a big Steelers announcement coming today.
They cover the team deeply.
What was the big Steeler announcement? Did I miss it?
That was Mueller saying the other day that Aaron Rodgers was going to sign yesterday.
That was his prediction. And I understood why. But it turned out it was, the clock or was it Ireland?
I think it was Ireland.
Yeah.
What happens when this schedule is released tonight? Do you think that will then pave the way for a quick resolution to this Aaron Rodgers situation? In other words, once he sees the schedule, would that impact him in any way?
No. I think he'll be here, like Schefter said, at some point before.
I say training camp.
Mandatory
all the way
workouts
through July,
training camp. All right. Well, Bob, coming up next, let's hear from Ben on many different topics. Schedule boring, perhaps, with a lot of 1 p.m. games. Ben thinks it might be that way. He thinks Pickens may have been too big of a headache. And wait till you hear who Ben thinks might be a captain someday for the Steelers. Take us out again. If you would, Limits, and let me tell people, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Take us out with Jason McIntyre, please, on the way to Bob with a message for the Pompulous.
Steelers insiders, two gentlemen named Tom Filipponi and Chris Mueller, who cover the team deeply, are saying there is a big Steelers announcement coming today.